All right, so joining from the last time, from Camp Keli for this summer at least, we are starting Simin Reish Nun Aleph today. So Simin Reish Nun Aleph is Shalol Asas Malacha Berab Shabbos Min Amincha L'mayla. There are only two Se'ifim, and this is about not doing a Malacha on Erev Shabbos late in the day. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ha'os Malacha Berab Shabbos Min Amincha L'mayla, in Ros Simin Bracha, if a person does Malacha from Mincha time and on, he's not going to see a Simin Bracha from that Malacha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, what does that mean? From Mincha, which Mincha? So Yesh Mefarshim Mincha Gedola, Yesh Mefarshim Mincha Ketana. That some say we're referring to Mincha Gedola, and some say we're referring to Mincha Ketana. Take a look at the Mishmur Sivkat and Aleph, Hosam Malacha, Prakmat Yashari, but to do business, to engage in commerce, is Motor, Mikal Mako, Mashmek Mord, is Manskir Sakhaniyas, who called them Zanadadas and Eros. But nevertheless, it sounds like the time to close the stores is not right up until Adokas and Eros, it's sometime prior to Adokas and Eros. So it sounds like there are three zmanim. There's the zman where you're supposed to stop doing malacha. There's some other zman in between then and halakas neros where you're supposed to close the stores and stop doing business. And then there's zman halakas neros. So one does not see simin bracha, sivkat and beis, may osa malacha. One does not see simin bracha from that malacha that he does. Because even though he may profit on one side, he's going to lose somewhere else, and therefore it may look like you're benefiting from that malacha. So the chiddush is that even if you are benefiting from that malacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu evens the score, and more than evens the score, it's going to turn out that you're going to lose on some other investment, and you're not actually going to benefit from that malacha. Sivkat and Gimel Mincha Gedola. So we said there are two opinions: either Mincha Gedola, Mincha Ketana. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Haynu b'sheishu mechza. Mincha Gedola is a half hour after Chatzos, or Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. If we rely on those that are mekil to do malacha up until 9.5 hours into the day, we don't lose out. But the hours that we're referring to over here are shows manios. But all of this is only if you're working for yourself. But if you work for somebody else, so you have a contract, you're supposed to work all day. So you can't just take off starting min mincha lemaila, not mincha gdola, not mincha katana. You're supposed to work all day Friday, so you got to put in an honest day's work. So then you got to work all the way until close to shkias achama. You just need to leave yourself enough time to get home, fill up a barrel of water, and roast a small fish in it to prepare for Shabbos and light an air for Shabbos. Unless you know that there's a minute kavua to stop doing malacha earlier. Vayin Magen Avram b'sefer Tosefes Shabbos. And then the Mishmur cryptically refers to a Magen Avram in Sefer Tosefes Shabbos. What's that about? So the Shara Tzion, he fills us in on what that conversation is about. Shara Tzion, Sivkat and Dalet, he points out that the Magen Avraham raises the question that Hapoal Esad the Tzrichin Livsok B'Tkir Rishona V'chein Paal Ebayis Al Karchach Mimincha Ketanu L'mayla, that workers in the field already stopped from the time of the Tzkir Rishona, the first Tzkia, and Paal Ebayis already stopped from the time of Mincha Ketana. So who's working all day? Meaning what's this Yerushalmi about that says that you're supposed to work all day? So V'Tiritz Magen Avraham says that Yerushalmi Mairi Medina Avalach Shetikna Adiyat Kios Lishmos V'Emlach Eino Chinami Tzorch Lishmos V'Slomer Shabbal that the Magen Avraham says, yeah, the Yerushalmi is saying that Meikar Adin, you're supposed to work all day. But once the minhag became that we blow a tekiah and we stop malacha earlier, so then it's understood that you stop malacha a little bit earlier. But he said, that answer is dochak. The Tosefes Shabbos kasav, the Tosefes Shabbos answers, dinir demashe tzricha lufsuk min mincha lemaila, hainu bosom lechas atzmo, avalo bosom lechas acherim. That which you stop min mincha lemaila is specifically talking about when you're working for yourself. But when you're working for other people, then you don't stop min mincha lemaila. You work as late into the day as you can. Udvarav nechonim. And that is the more correct answer. Says the Shara Tzion, though, a very important point, that even though when you're working for others, you're supposed to work all day, aval nira dekoza b'diavad, sheniskar liyom stama, aval chachil mutla alpol, sheliskar sasam liyom shalim, barav Shabbos, ki imad zman l'chitana. If you are a worker, you have a responsibility to commit communicate with your employer that Fridays are going to be different. That Fridays are going to, meaning if you happen to have been already hired to work all day Friday, so you can't just leave in the middle of the day. But you should, chachamin of brosho, you should plan ahead. And when you're arranging your terms of employment, you should arrange it in such a way where you're not expected to work all day. Says the Ramah now on the top of the page, V'davka k'shosa malacha terech keva. All of this about stopping to do malacha at the time of mincha is when it's malacha terech keva, in a more set kind of way. Avol moso sa terech harai, l'fi sha'a v'lo kava aleha. But it's just something that just happens to come up, but it's not a set malacha, shari, then it's going to be mutter. V'lachain, and therefore, the application of this is, mutter l'chto v'ger shlom l'chol k'yotzim zeh. Even though kosev is a malacha d'oraisa, but you're allowed to write in igeres shlomim because that's not called derech keva. Says the mishmur derech harai haynu afilu b'sachar. Derech harai could be even if you're getting paid for it. The point is not whether you're being paid or not. The point is whether it's malacha derech keva or malacha derech harai. Now let's see sif beis. Now the shulchan aruch. Now that he told us you're supposed to stop doing malacha on mincha lemaila when you're doing malacha that's derech keva. So the shulchan aruch says and certain malachos. You could even do min a mincha lemaila. The second begodav v'chelav l'tzaruch Shabbos mutar kol hayom. If you're fixing clothing that you're going to need for Shabbos, that you could do all day. Says the Rama, v'uadin bigdei chaveru im l'tzaruch Shabbos ve'nu notel l'lav sachar. And the same is true if it's not your own clothing, it's someone else's clothing that you're preparing and fixing for the sake of Shabbos, and as long as and you're not going to get paid for it. V'uad, meaning when it's clothing and it's somebody else's clothing, even though it's l'tzaruch Shabbos, you also have to not get paid for it. It's not enough that it's Lutzorach Shabbos. It has to be that you're not getting paid for it. And the same is true, says the Shulchan Aruch. You can write Svarim for yourself as a matter of Limud, meaning as you're learning and you write for yourself. But you're not allowed to write for someone else for payment. So that's as far as writing. So far what we said is to be Mesakin Begodin. So the Shulchan Aruch said you're allowed to be misaking your own begadim all day. You can be misaking other people's begadim all day as long as you don't get paid. Second malacha we spoke about is writing svarim. For yourself, all day, it's perfectly fine. For other people, not if you're getting paid for it, but otherwise it would be perfectly fine. And a third malacha to discuss, umistaparin kalayom, afilu misapar Yisrael, that you can get a haircut all day, even if it's a Jewish barber that's giving you the haircut. Let's see the Mishnah Brura, ve'enu notel, v'umuani she'enu mayochal shari, that even though we said that if you don't get paid, then you're not allowed to get paid to fix someone else's clothing. If you happen to be so poor that you don't have what to eat, then you're even allowed to get paid to tailor someone's clothing. Just like we're going to say about Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Meaning, whatever you're allowed to do on Erev Pesach, whatever you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, so all of those heterim are going to apply here too. So if you're not Yishen L'mayochal, you're allowed to do Melachah Chol HaMoed for payment. So you're going to be allowed to do it over here as well. And even if you have bread to put on the table, but you don't have really good food for Shabbos because you can't afford really good food for Shabbos. And now into your tailor shop walks in somebody who needs his suit tailored, and that will be the amount of the money that you need in order to be able to buy chicken or meat or wine for Shabbos. So good. So then you're allowed to do the malacha even if you're getting paid. But if you're someone who has enough money to provide for that Shabbos, so then you should be very careful. You should not get paid to do work for other people so late in the day, to even if though it's tailoring their clothing for the sake of Shabbos. Aside from the fact that Shulchan Aruch said you're not going to see a Simen Bracha, there's also Chashash Isser. Then we said as far as writing, Lichtov L'Chavero B'Sachar. So we said that you're not allowed, it's Aser, Lichtov L'Chavero B'Sachar. Says the Mishmura, L'chein Yizar Gam Kein HaKosef Stam Shelo Yichtov B'Sachar. If you're a writer of mezuzahs, of tefillin, of Sefer Torah, you also should not write for the sake of getting paid. Unless, again, there's an imminent need for a mitzvah purpose, whether it be that the person needs a mezuzah, he doesn't have a mezuzah, so you need to take care of it now, or whether it be that you need food for Shabbos, and this is the only way you're going to make money to have food for Shabbos. Now, even though the Rav Nissim Kralitz points out that even though when it comes to fixing your friend's beged l'tzorach Shabbos, the Ramah writes that it's only going to be mutter if you don't take payment for it, Ksivas mezuzah or Sefer Torah is where a little more makil is going to be mutter even if you do take payment for it, because it's the ksiva itself is a mitzvah. I mean, fixing your friend's clothing, and yes, it's an inyan for him to have nice clothing for Shabbos, that you're not allowed to get paid for. But if you're making a mezuzah for him, even if you have enough food, but you're making a mezuzah for him and he needs a mezuzah, it's more directly a mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to do that for him. We then said, moved on to haircutting, and we said that you're allowed to get a haircut all day, even from a Sapar Yisrael, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Zayin, Misapar Yisrael. Hainu, afilu masaper notel sachar, even though you have to pay for the haircut. And the reason that it's mutter is everyone knows when people are getting haircuts on Fridays that that's for the sake of Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be mutter. V'lo dami l'tikun begadim shasa b'netil sachar, doesn't mean nikar b'pula shulutzaruch Shabbos mashen kain b'zeh. As opposed to when you're fixing clothing, it's not as obvious when you see someone fixing clothing that it's for the sake of Shabbos, and therefore we're going to be a little more machmir about fixing clothing for payment late in the day on Erev Shabbos. Now, because the whole heter is that it's so obvious when a Jew is getting a haircut, that it's on a Friday, that it's for the sake of Shabbos, so a Jewish barber should be careful not to give a haircut to a non-Jewish person, because that's not Litzaruch Shabbos. Then he writes, Kasva Magen Avram Sha'arizal Hayinizr Shalol Galeach Achar Mincha Afilu Be'erev Shabbos, that the Arizal wouldn't be Megaleach after Mincha time even on Erev Shabbos. What does that mean, even on Erev Shabbos and on other days also? So Biru Kavanasu, the Mashkas of Achar Mincha, Einu Achar Shigiz Man Mincha, that as soon as Man Mincha arrived, if he had not yet Davin Mincha, he wouldn't get a haircut, ever. Avalo Marishas Pal Mincha, not talking about that he already Davined Mincha. No, the whole point is that he hadn't. And since he hadn't Davin Mincha, once his Man Mincha arrived on any day, he wouldn't get a haircut. Vayinu Dekamra Afilu Be'erev Shabbos, and that's the Chiddush of Afilu Be'erev Shabbos, Ratz Lomar. What he means to say is Lomi Bayu B'chol Kol Demishes Pal Mincha, not only in a weekday before he's davened Mincha that he wouldn't get a haircut, Ela Afilu Litzorach Shabbos Shu Mitzvah, even where it's Litzorach Shabbos where it's a mitzvah, Gam Gilo Yimel Galeach Achar Shigiz Man Mincha V'lo Spalel. If he hadn't davened yet, he wouldn't get a haircut. V'olam Sheinim Nesar V'zah Afilu Achar Shigiz Man Mincha Ketana Yeshom D'kivin Shekorn L'Beis HaKnes L'Chishin Shavei Adizaz Man Tefila. The fact that the Olam is not knowing about this, is not careful about this, must be because everyone knows that everyone gets called to shul, so you don't have to worry that you're going to miss shul, because there's a kore that goes out to come to shul. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, or Chaim Chedal, Sin Saditas, Os Aleph, that even if you don't live in a place where they're going to announce on a loudspeaker that everyone should come to shul, if there's a makum kavua and a zman kavua that you daven always at that zman kavua, that's going to be mutter. So that's the heter to not do like the Arizal. One more important point before we summarize: there's a bir halacha over here in Dibur Maskil Afilu Misaper Yisrael on the bottom of page 32. I don't know if people on the recording or on the Zoom can hear that. We are not under attack. There are fireworks going on outside. So the bir halacha writes over here that I have something to say that has absolutely nothing to do with this simon, other than the fact that that we're talking about getting haircuts. So he writes, even once we're talking about haircuts, I need to tell you something that's on my mind about haircuts. He says, first of all, one should be aware that that there's two isurim. There's an isur of Giluach Hazakan, and there's an isur of Hakafas Harosh, that one has to have Peos Harosh, and one is not allowed to be Megaleach the Zakan. But the isurim are different. Giluach Hazakan is only usur with a razor, but if you cut the hair down with a scissor, all the way very, very low, very, very short, that's mutter on the beard. But on Peos Harosh, rosh, that's going to be aser. The isra of hakavas harosh is even if you do it with misparayim and misparayim keintar. So that's going to be aser. So he says, my first problem is everyone should realize that they got to stop cutting their payas off. And the more things change, the more they stay the same, right? You look around any of your synagogues, and you'll see people who think it's really cool to shave their heads in order to defeat male pattern baldness. It is an iser. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to cut your payas off. I can't tell you how many modern Orthodox rabbis come to me and say, we need Rav Shechter to write a tshuva about this, because if I say it, I'm going to get in trouble. But if we say that Rav Shechter wrote a tshuva, then you're not allowed to cut your payas off, so then we can at least learn Rav Shechter's tshuva. Like, what's he writing a tshuva about? That there's an iser in the Chumash that you're not allowed to cut your pay yourself? Ridiculous. But anyway, so that's one thing the Bir Halacha says, that a person shouldn't cut their pay. Sometimes very learned people also, it's like shocking sometimes. But anyway, so that's one thing. Second, he says, when you go get a haircut, you have to be careful, because the payas harosh extend, it's hard to say this in words, but it's not just like the sideburns, it's above the sideburn area, it extends to that whole area of the head, and the entire width of that area is the payas. So if people have, you know, they thin out the sideburn, or they have over the ear where they're cutting they're cutting all the way down to the skin level. He says, got to be very careful. You should probably only use a scissor over the ear, because you can very easily cut off parts of the payas that you're not. It's kol rochav. It's the entire width of that area. So that's the Bir Halacha's. Can you call it a rant? That's the Bir Halacha's point that he makes over here. So let's summarize what we learned today. So first, we said that there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch whether Melechas Kavua must stop at Mincha Gedola or only at Mincha Katana. But if you work for other people, you're an employee of someone else, then you can continue even later in the day. Second point, we said that fixing clothing and writing in learning is mutter unless someone pays you for it. But haircuts are mutter even if someone pays you for it, even though the Arizal didn't take haircuts once Mincha had arrived, but that was always. That was even on weekdays. The Arizal didn't take haircuts until Mincha, once Mincha had arrived, once the Zman Mincha had arrived, until he davened. And then the third point we said is the Bir Halacha says not to cut off your payos harosh, and to be very careful around the ears when you're cutting the payos around the ears. Okay, so B'Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Shita of the Rama at the very top of page Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. That will be tomorrow night back in North Woodmere.